This piece was created by John Cage, an American avant-garde composer. It consists of a series of excerpts from his novel, A Year from Monday, New Lectures and Writings, abbreviated in the citations as AYFM, as well as several pieces of text culled from other sources. The snippets of writing are arranged on a standard 8.5 by 11 inch sheet of white printer paper. Each is typed in a different font size, and degree of boldness. Each block of text is arranged at a slightly different angle than the others, as if they had each been jotted down independently. They form three distinct columns, with four pieces of text in the first, five in the second, and four in the third. They are not contextualized, but when considered together, common themes of social change, social justice, revolution, and evolution emerge. Several of them read as follows. Quote, periods of very slow changes are succeeded by periods of violent changes. Revolutions are as necessary for evolution as the slow changes which prepare them and succeed them. Quote, the liberty of man consists solely in this, that he obeys natural laws because he has himself recognized them as such, and not because they have been externally imposed on him by any extrinsic will whatsoever, divine or human, collective or individual. Quote, we are not arranging things in order. That's the function of the utilities. We are merely facilitating processes so that anything can happen. End quote. The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. One cannot help but be in awe when he contemplates the mysteries of eternity, of life, of the marvelous structure of reality. It is enough if one tries merely to comprehend a little of this mystery every day. Never lose a holy curiosity. John Cage worked primarily with music during his career as a composer. He felt that music was everywhere and could be created from anything. In the 1970s, having been influenced by authors like Joyce and Thoreau, he made a shift towards literary manipulation. His pieces, like this one, are aleatory, poetic, and musical. This piece in particular is composed of many different voices, as signified by the differences in text style. It requires the viewer to listen closely to each, to draw meaning from juxtapositions, and to create their own closure where context is lacking.